Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. It is 7:30, which was my goal, and I'm just wrapping up a couple of things before heading out. So, here we have... Good enough. Okay, so I got everything ready. Again, I have nowhere the language practice that I wanted to, of course, but that's the reality of today being a transfer day. So I'm heading now. Okay, let me see here. How am I going to do it? I have quite a bit of things here, but that's okay. My goodness, I have all that food that I just feel so responsible about the food that the rice pudding that I made yesterday was not really great. And so I knew that it was unlikely it was going to be eaten here. So it was going to stay until I get back. So I am okay. That's it. So I got about 40 minutes or so walk to the train station, and then okay, that is it. Ron is that is it. So walking to Salteras, I got my train at 8:29, will arrive around 9 o'clock, and the bus leaves about half an hour later, and it's like very, very close to the train station, which surprised Pilar, but this train, which says on my ticket, basically where it's located, so that is that. So happy birthday to Pilar. Of course, I saw her this morning before she left for work. We went to bed. It was like close to midnight last night with her son, of course. And she was just, poor girl. My goodness. I mean, you know, there she was working until like 4 p.m. yesterday and, you know, gets up around 6 to drive to the train station. Still does that, and goes to the gym for about an hour, hour and a half, and then goes to work, so runs around all day taking care of patients in that university hospital. Anyway, so we took a walk, which is what I thought we would do anyway. So, and I you know, I had offered her, you know, to take her out, but she chose me to make a bunch of pizzas. So I made 10 pizzas. Anyway. And I was kind of on the greasy side, my sauce, because I roasted the zucchini, so with oil, and then I roasted the onion and mushroom, and I just reduced the sauce. So, but it does. Definitely adding some oil. It was a little too much, I have to say. It's a little, I don't like it. Kind of like como tomato frito. But they liked it. And she liked it, which is what's important. So I guess I knew enough kind of how to make it to be able to work. Anyway. And yeah, took a nice walk through town. She gave me a few things of B12. I'll have to get some of that at some point. But I have a 3-month supply. So that's good enough for now. And yeah, kind of tidy up the basement, cleaned up the kitchen this morning. So I didn't leave too much. Actually, I left 2 of my t-shirts. I have a bag downstairs in the basement with some of my belongings. Like I have this rain jacket. It's kind of heavy. Well, not great anyway. you know, that's something I would not do again if I had the chance. And yeah, a couple of t-shirts, my little day pack. So not too many things actually, but sorry, I was just checking my water bottle. And the pack is still heavy because I still have 2.5 jars of lentils. I didn't get to eat them. So I'm going to be happy. I know what I'm having for dinner and for breakfast. So, and that's for that. And then tomorrow, no, we'll see, because I still have to buy my instant coffee, that kind of condensed milk to put in coffee. And then a toast, and I have a Nutella, and then that'll be enough, because I don't plan to, I don't plan to buy the breakfast more than that. Most of them I won't, but some will be offered along the way. So here we are, my friends, going back on the Camino, body feeling a-okay, you know, feeling good, everything good. I had a weird spell yesterday evening when I felt very heavy. There's something about this place here. It's very interesting because I had not felt that in Jamilena. So I knew that I don't know. It felt somatic, you know, psychosomatic. That the onset is not triggered by something physical somehow. I don't know. It's strange. And, but, yeah, it was really tired, that kind of lead body that I felt. Of course, here are my shoes. My shoelace is coming undone. I could feel it. I didn't double knot it. Cordon, eh? Un cordon. A shoelace. Anyway, it's fresh, cool. This morning. Anyway, but a beautiful morning walking to Saltera. So, like I said, 3 kilometers. So it's going to be a nice little walk. Outside of my sense salutation this morning. Well, I still got through German and Japanese. So, we'll see. In a bus, it's not really conducive to me. You know, unlike the train. But even then, those things, they get kind of in my way. And it doesn't always work. So, we'll see what happens. The train ride is 20 minutes. So, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't think I will either. I think I'll just look around, look at the window. As I am, you know, possibly, you know, leaving this place for the last time. So definitely, definitely thinking of it in this way. So I gave a little sweet kiss, you know, on the mass this morning. As kind of a, well, it's kind of a, a goodbye. It's something that I do. Because I have a, and I always weave, like I always weave. Oh, weave, I've never said it that way. I've never slopped it up that way before. I will always have a place for her, you know. It was interesting yesterday as we were talking. there was a wide range of topics. Some I brought on, you know, I was like, what the heck? Where did that come from? But it was kind of fun. It was kind of a like a slumber party. We were in the living room. I even ate a piece of pizza. It kind of gave me some idea of making a very, very wet dough and putting into like a dish, like it would be unmanageable to roll, but you could make it like a bread dough and put some shit in it, like a focaccia. But anyway. we're talking and then, you know, I kind of was just curious because I know that she's
quite, she felt quite strong about the whole train stuff. And I was like, is that still a thing? Because I really feel like that whole movement, well, at least in Spain, you know, that it's, I just can't see it, you know, surviving too much time. I think it's just the flavor of the day. And then it's going to go away. You know, and they were talking about, apparently, like, you know, men transitioning to women, you know, getting that castration, getting a vagina, that apparently it's easier for men, from what he's saying, to be able to still have orgasm compared to a woman. And she was kind of like, she was skeptical. So, you know, talk about that. And she was like, man, if my son was to do that, I'd kill myself. So, and of course, he went to another one. Of course, she wouldn't. And she's like, more than likely would challenge me. And, you know, and then I would evolve and I would change because, of course, it's your son. So it doesn't matter what they do. And I was kind of looking at her. She was, so I could see the right side of her face, a profile. And just, yeah, kind of seeing that kind of aging kind of, I remember that Glenda, well, I mean, Glenda, in all fairness, is 14 years older than Pilar. My goodness. Glenda is 73 years old. Ouch. And yeah, just saying that. But you know, when she talked about Monty the guy, and you know, when we were holding hands during the walk, there's just something beautiful, there's just something touching to me, you know, about, you know, being connected physically with a woman and, of course, somebody that you care about. It can't just be any woman. So there's something about that connection. And that's why I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, I don't, there's no envy. I don't envy Monty. But yeah, of course, it's, I mean, I'm connected to her. I'm relating to her in that way, you know. And so that just is, it just is what it is when it comes to that. But like I said, the distance, and if, you know, I end up, you know, crossing into France, I will then, well, no, I don't know. I may send her the song today, actually, and the poem. I may do that today for a birthday. That might be my birthday present to her. Anyway. So a very special person to me. I guess she's a mix of, you know. And also it made me happy that for whatever reason, you know, having me around brings a joy, you know, that makes me happy. You know, there was something in the past when she would ask me sometimes to stay longer. It just didn't quite know. It felt weird because it was like, there was not too much sharing, or there was just, I don't know, but she just enjoyed having me around. Maybe like a, you know, a very pleasant, comfortable, familiar, you know, companionship. And that's wonderful, you know, because definitely this thing about the physical intimacy, I mean, it is something that's still on my mind, but I know that it's not, you know, kind of like a long-term stuff. It is not that serious. Hold on, I'm going to have to strap my hip belt here. Here we go. So that it's not what a healthy, sustainable relationship could be in. More than likely, maybe an indication that it's more than likely something that I'm not looking for at this point in my life. And in a way, it kind of makes sense because, shit, I was thinking for a second, is that, was that Miguel? But no. Too early. That's a tall fellow too. Anyway. Sorry. Should an ambulance come and pick up somebody? So here walking on an este bici carril, yeah, bike lanes, a couple of bike lanes where you share that with a pedestrian because it's not wide enough to be pedestrian and cyclist in those electric scooters. Anyway, so I've been on this one quite many, many times. Valencina, Amilena, there is a, yeah, Granado, does it call that? A pomegranate tree. Yeah, they're very sturdy trees. Anyway. So. And, well, for yesterday, I mean, it was pretty clear, you know, went twice to the store because I had to go get some white flour because it's, well, the fiber, I don't know, I find it to be a little bit glitchy to make the pizza dough. But looking at the way that I did it yesterday, it would not have been a problem, actually. It would have been just fine. So, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm learning with brand making. I'm already kind of coming to some kind of understanding. So now I can kind of adapt it to my value. I can make some changes, interesting changes in it. So anyway. I think I had a funky dream this morning. I forgot what. And I did ask yesterday, you know, if somebody had slept. And kind of in passing, you know, that's kind of the way. But no, no, there had not been anybody there. That was such a weird dream. It just felt like it wasn't my dream. And that's the first time I've ever felt that, which is really a strange feeling to have. And yet, sorry, and yes, you're asking me, Anthony, you're about to go on a 5-bus ride. Are you organized? Do you have the staff detachable for you to take into the bus when you shove the back in the backpack into the storage unit on the side, on the lower side of the bus? What do you call it? Storage. Yeah, storage spaces on the side of the bus. Yes. Yes, I did. Hold on a second. Do they have? No, that can be. Yeah, that's a sidewalk. It's going a different place. I know where I'm going. Anyway. All right. So here we are leaving. I'm Elena. There's a drop. And Saltera, I used to run barefoot here. It's great. Those bicycle lanes are great for barefoot running. I really liked it. I think if I was to go back to running, that's more than likely what I would go back to, you know, in an area safe and conducive to being able to do it barefoot. Anyway. So, moving on. So I think I felt a little sadness this morning. It's kind of a grieving, I guess. You know, kind of this has been such a, well, it's been center, front and center in my life, my time here, you know, and really pillar, the anchor. And more than likely, I have a feeling in the near future, whenever I feel like it, I will send her a message, you know, in terms of my recognition as far as, shit, I think I'm going to be arriving quite early, right? Yeah, it's 40 minutes to, yeah, maybe I'm 15 minutes to, no, but that's fine. 15 minutes to arrive and I'm waiting, but I have no problem with waiting. Oh my goodness. I had a doubt here for a second. I'm sure it's in here. Yeah, my wallet. I mean, I was pretty sure it was in here. But yeah, I'm kind of a worrywart when it comes to getting in the mood, you know, for backpacking. But it is there. It is there. So I have a feeling there'll still be some things that are going to trickle down as far as this time in my life. And, you know, and from where I've been, what's happened in the last 5 years, you know, where I'm trailblazing, because this definitely feels like it, but it has a different quality than in 2019 when I left the States. So, you know, so here I am again. You know, 5 years later, more than likely living in another country. And then looking for, through my walking. Even though I don't quite know what it's going to look like, I haven't done any research, but it's not going to be a big deal, you know, to find a piece of the stretch in France that connect from, you know, Spain to Italy. And then once in Italy, to start heading south. Again, south. So, but here I am. So, I'm sure that to being confronted more blatantly with uncertainty, the unknown, you know, even I'm going toward the east, not toward the west, in a Native American tradition, one of them at least, in the Lakota, was the West is the unknown. It's black. You know? Anyway. And then North is death, red. South is white, rejuvenation. And East is yellow. Yeah? Sunrise, beginning. Those were the color. In this one, no, some are blue. I think maybe not black, it will be blue, but I forgot. Instead of black, maybe it's blue, which means the West. So I guess maybe it's, well, I guess it would be, it's apt, right? It's fitting. I'm going east, yellow, new beginning. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. Anyway. So yeah, it's, even though my back is heavy, feels heavy this morning, but in a way the footstep is light, you know, it's definitely I guess longer again, yeah? It's going to be solitude again where I am back to be alone, you know. I've already deleted free contact already, you know. You know, Juan was saying at the end, you know, yeah, we'll, you know, keep into contact. And I was kind of looking at him and I was like, well, if you want to contact, cool. Most likely won't for me. It's just not me. But if he does, of course, I'll reply. And Antonio, I think, in a way, it was kind of the straw that brought the camel's back. I think that kind of what happened, you know, him kind of pulling out because of, you know, his staff. And not that there's anything wrong in it. But to me, it symbolized something. And so, yeah, once I leave Spain, I have a feeling that Pilar will be more than likely the only contact that I'm going to keep. And until maybe if and when I really start to forge my way eastward, then it's a possibility that I may let that go. I don't know. But, you know, I would not be surprised, you know, if she would contact me. But I most unlikely won't myself. It'll be again, moving forward. There's no looking back. Maybe I'm more Jewish. Huh? I forgot who it is that his wife turned into a pillar of salt because she looks back. Isn't it like Sodom and Gomorrah? I forgot. When they leave that some kind of exodus. And of course, I take it differently, but I do. I do derive, you know, I do extirpate stuff from the Bible. I have quite a bit. Anyway, and there's the morning traffic here. People going to Sevilla. I mean, after all, yeah, it's around 8 o'clock. So even though it's kind of a little bit of a country here, you see a lot of field. I'm assuming that's wheat on my right, wheat field. But yeah, it's a suburb in a way still. So gratitude, love to Pilar, you know. Yeah, I guess something else maybe. When we were walking, so she took me through a different path, which I don't want to name here, but of course, you know, she knows more. Not in Jamilena, though, even though she's had that place for quite many years, but in Jamilena, I know the trails better than her. Anyway, and we're talking, and, you know, me talking about kind of trying to explain or express, you know, what my life is like. And she's like, I think I understand you. And yeah, she's pretty close. She really is. You know, it's so interesting about her that there is that intuitive part in terms of... because yeah, she finds me inspiring as far as, you know, kind of what I'm doing. But again, you know, she kind of once saying that it was like, but it's not a choice. You know? What I'm doing is not a choice. I don't regret it. I'm grateful, but I'm also humble because there's no pride to be had in my path. I was forced upon it. I would have never chosen that. It's not like that because she mentioned about her, you know. But she does say it's a calling, ikigai. And but to me, no, it's definitely in my life. I guess what is my ikigai? What's my vocation? Well, I guess to be authentic, to be curious, this kind of exploring and hungry for experiences. And unable to get attached to any one idea or any one concept of who Anthony is. It's something that just, for a long time now, you know. And really, it felt like, when I was 16 years old, that night when I lay down on the grass looking at the stars and had a conversation with the moon. And again, the moon in that way was kind of like my muse. I definitely do. There's also that, you know, something with the female energy, the feminine figure, and food. Those two things seem to be quite front and center. The centerpiece of my life. And now it's kind of me learning to... Hold on a second here. Make sure there's no bikes. Yeah, it's kind of me learning... The third one, which is Anthony, you know, the individual, who he is, you know, maybe the whole intermittent fasting and the kind of simplification of the diet, but that also, oh, okay, there's a bike coming here. So, whatever that is, let me see here. Can I cross? I think I'm going to cross here. It's not the official one, but quite interesting that it's actually perfect. Look at that. Wow. Because I have to make a left and the left here to get to the train station. There we go. So, but that's something that I've learned too, you know, as of late, is that I think it's quite normal to be insecure, to be uncomfortable, with that unknown, with kind of letting go what you've known. I do like my routine. Of course, it is soothing, you know, to have an idea about where you fit, you know, what you do and make sense of your days and kind of your life. But then that this other part that kind of shakes you up, like to your roots. Kelly Gibran talked about, you know, getting pruned like a tree, you know, or hollowed, you know, with a knife, this painful process of being hollowed out. But then there is more space, you know, there is the pruning is also part of the training, the grooming, you know. And so, or as Rumi would say, you know, I was a rock, then I became a plant and an animal, and each time I died as something and I became something more. What would I think that this time would be any different? And yeah, and I think that I'm coming to terms with that. So it's not going to make it any less, but I think, you know, getting used to it, then you kind of, yeah, you're gentle. You take that into account, kind of like today is a traveling day. So, you know, it's easy. It's going to be an easy day as far as what I have to do. There's no rush. I mean, I have to stop early. That's the nature because of the schedule for the bus to go there. But actually, even when I think about it, yeah, I have the feeling that we'll see how the bus takes it out of me. But, you know, I'm going to be in a private room. So I have to do my checking, by the way. I have to make up a name. Because it was booked originally for two people, so it wants two people information. So I'm going to do my American and my French. Anyway, and get that through. Anyway, well, actually, technically, I could just make up anything. It's not like you're going to check it in. You just have to put the information, and they have to have it on record. So anyway, it's a beautiful morning. Yeah, it could have been raining. I mean, yeah, it was a beautiful going away from Chamilina. And again, this morning, it's definitely nice. Yeah, very, very nice, accommodating weather. Oh, buses, eh? Coming to the train station. So, really doesn't matter. You know, of course, I'm kind of thinking about getting some language practice. But it's all good. The most important was, I actually even debated this morning, you know, about doing those dishes. But I'm like, no. I want to leave, you know, the place clean when I leave. You know, the basement, made the bed, you know, everything is tidy up. So and that's most important. And right now we'll see, you know, if I mean, buses are so tight in spaces, but I'm grateful for it. You know, I don't want to seem ungrateful, a brat, un ser mimado, you know, spoiled human being. So I'm grateful that for 15 euros, you know, I got this 5-hour bus ride, you know. Not as safe as a train, though. I have to say, trains are growing on me. I think it's my favorite mode of transportation. Modo di trasporto. Mezzi pubblici, eh? Public transport, italiano. And here we are, about a minute away from there. I have to find a bathroom. I'm hoping they have one there. I don't know, because it's such a small local train station, but I would think they would kind of have to have one. But that one in Huelva, that bus station, I had to go freaking hide in the trees. There was nowhere. You could just wait for the bus, and people sometimes were there for hours. It's just kind of weird. I guess technically you can go to a bar. That's just me. That's just like, nope. You know what? Actually, speaking of trees, right here is perfect. So, I'm going to go pee right here. And I'm sure I'll do one more time before the bus. still drink my passenger train, that's the supply train. Ah! Hold on. Zip up. Okay. And I do have to buy my ticket, but it's pretty quick. You put Santa Justa, ida, one way, yeah? Ida y vuelta, round trip, going and coming back, volver, vuelta. Justa. Okay, so this is actually going, we'll see what it says. Well, there's no other train anyway, this is the only one. Now going to, and there's Pilar's car, parked very nicely. All right. Yeah, almost looks like the freaking, it could be the, makes me think of that 500 euro headset from Apple. All right, so let me go. My ticket here. Yeah, it's very quiet. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. No. See. Santa Vieja, Maduto, confirmar. Hold on. Here we go. Amazing, eh? With a credit card on the phone. Yeah, I mean, this thing makes your phone completely. Here we go. Bang. I guess I'm gonna. Tengo que validar mi billete.
Señores clientes, les recordamos que según normatividad
vigente,
no está permitido tomar el
recinto
de la estación. Gracias.
I guess, yeah, I'm going the other way. I gotta go down the stairs. Go under the railroad. Anyway. So, very nice and smooth. Yeah, like, hay tres gatos. Cuatro, oh shit, is it tres gatos or cuatro gatos? I forgot. It's a saying that there's almost nobody, basically. So it's very, very quiet here. But I think it's a great one, you know? Yeah, definitely if I was to leave here, you know, taking the scooter, because it's so much more reliable than the bus, the train, in terms of traffic, or God knows what can happen. Even though, you know, there's breakdown with the train too, but I think it's just we're more reliable. Okay. I'm still gonna ask what the heck, you know. Sevilla? Para Sevilla?
Sí,
okay, gracias. Alright. Atención, le recordamos por qué seguridad prohibido cruzar las vías por pasos. No autorizados utilizan solo los pasos habilitados con máxima precaución. And then in English, telling to basically to not cross the railroad tracks. And here, la Sisu Jardines. Okay, so Valencina, Salteras. I was wrong. It's. Oh, they have a. Well, I'm still gonna go.
Atención, Renfe les informa que desde el día 8 de abril pueden adquirir los abonos gratuitos para el segundo cuatrimestre de 2024.
That's right. It's 8:20. No, that's only one. When he gets to Santa Rosa, 8:51. Anyway, guys, I think that's enough. So, I think for now, I will leave you be. on my transition day. May you have a beautiful day where you are, and over and out from Valencina. Well, it is almost 7 o'clock. Actually, hold on a second. I forgot to get my the GPS stuff. Wrong one here. Ping, how do you say? See location. Here we go. That's the one that I want. So I'm going to go Pingodossi, that's a name, and Continenci. I'm actually not even quite sure. No, wrong one here. Hold on a second. Direction. One beyond that. Yeah, that's correct. 1.5 kilometers. Okay. So, I've got my recycle to take. I am definitely back in the groove of. It's actually quite nice to have my. We have 3 keys here. So, arrived without a hitch, very smooth bus ride. We actually arrived a few minutes before, so quite nice. And somebody looks like they had a little accident here. Okay. Oh, well, some people got sunburn there. Alright, so let me see. I'm glad I brought I think I'm gonna go this way. Alright. So I got a 1.5 kilometer. So that's gonna be nice. So I've been lazying around, took a shower, washed my socks, my undies, and I watched Thank You for Smoking. Good script. Good, yeah, I like it. I think it's a nice movie. And kind of that sophism, you know, in terms of debating, the art of debate. But anyway, I enjoyed it. It's about a guy working for the tobacco company and basically being a lobbyist, you know, and a spokesperson. So a spin doctor, as they call them. And I started in the bus, but I had issues with the connection and the Wi-Fi in the bus. It says they have Wi-Fi, but I'm not sure what it's for. Anyway, so I when I got on the bus, they were very smooth. The way they explained where the bus was very good at the train station. And I was alone leaving the train station with the bus, but then he made it to the bus station. So, hold on a second. Okay, I'll go over there. And so, then a bunch of people came in, but I was asking about my seat because I didn't know if it was a window or an aisle seat. And it was like, it doesn't matter, we don't have that many people today. So I had, I was like, cool, I'm going to have 2 seats for me. You know, still small, but at least you can move a little more. And this woman walked up and kind of, basically she was going to be in that row. And I was like, I think you can most likely sit across. I don't think there's going to be an issue. So she went there. So I had the seat to myself until Faro. And at the airport in Faro. Actually, that's not how you say it. Faro. This woman come in. And there were a bunch of other seats where, I mean, there were actually most seats were singly taken. Most row, you know, of 2 seats. But there were a bunch of women sitting by themselves. And I'm like, I don't know why she basically went and sat by me. Because it was not that woman that was from Sevilla that apparently had the same row as I did. So I don't know. And what was weird, nothing happened, but what was weird is that when people were starting to drop, you know, Portimão, I forgot the other one, a couple of places, but the Albufeira, maybe it's called, And basically she stayed. And there were then rows of seats available, so I don't get it. I don't know. I had my imagination going, but I was like, why would you stay? I don't know. It just was weird. But like I said, nothing happened, you know? Very smooth ride. It was a little bit less than a kilometer to come to the place. I waited maybe 5 minutes. And the lady came in. I paid, and then I get into my room. So, you know, there's a kitchen and all that stuff. Actually, I had some of the lentils, finally. They were awesome. Wow, I miss my lentils. Anyway, they're very good. So now I'm going to go and get some supplies. My coffee, my instant coffee, that condensed milk, the toast, and some fruit. And I think that's about it. I still have a thing of there is some... Oh, Portugal, I guess, must have a... It's a cannabis shop. Anyway. So Pingo Doce is one of the two chains that I forgot, the big one in Portugal and Continente. So I like Pingo Doce. And that's the only one of the big one that's actually in this town here. Anyway. So it's quite touristic here in Lagos. I guess I kind of remember because that's when we, with Dorito and Nora, we arrived. Then we went and ate out. They found a place, and then we spent the next night in a different place where we stayed together in the same room. It was really nice. Maybe part of why I may feel a little, sad. I think the kind of, kind of like loneliness. Well, I gotta pay attention for my recycling here. So. Here I am, my friends. Here I am. 1 yard line. Anyway. So it's a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. I mean, the weather looks like we are between 20 and 25, so it's basically perfect. So, I mean, I could not ask for a better weather. Well, at least for here. I haven't checked along the way. But, about rain, whatever in Sevilla, and so it's been, it's been wonderful. It is quite touristy here. A lot of restaurants. I mean, it's I'm sure snowbirds coming here. People spending the winter. That's why I asked the lady. I forgot her name. I'm horrible with that. The lady who checked me in, because she said to speak in English, I was like, in Portuguese, please. And she's Portuguese, so she ended up speaking in Portuguese. I was like, yeah, I don't speak in English. To you, I do, but not to the rest. Look at that, they have an Indian restaurant. Yeah, it's quite nice. We'll see about recycling. I have my glass bottles, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. This is a very, very tight area here. So, I got 900 meters. So, yeah, feeling a little, I got a little cold after my shower. So, it's really nice in the room, and I even have air conditioning. So, I may possibly get the fan going tonight because it's, we'll more than likely be in bed by 10. But I had a nice little nap here. I took a nice nap after finishing the movie, playing some yoga music. It was very nice. And I have Wi-Fi. So I'm in Jamilena, so it's nice because then the algorithm of Spotify kicks in and plays all those tunes. Anyway, so coming out now of the touristy area with those funny kind of pavement that they do in Portugal. It's those square pegs of rocks that are not concreted. So I think it's going to be quite easy to maintain Anyway. So tomorrow it's going to be relatively easy. I think it's going to be, I'm going to move around a little bit to join the Camino west of me. So instead of going south and west, I'm going to go west and then south and west. And then they have all that kind of blinky stuff, but it'll be nicer than being with car and all of that. So we're looking at, I think, around 16K tomorrow. So, and I'll be staying away from the coast because I'm staying in Luz, and there was a place with some kind of teepees. They look kind of cool, you know, by the coast, but they closed. So I finally set a place, and it's inland some. But I guess they all good. And I'll be more than likely looking at making some. Yeah, kitty kitty. And then this is Thursday tomorrow, so I may start to look at make some arrangement anyway for next week. Then I should be getting into some kind of rhythm as far as my options. I only have that one or two days that it's funky because it's expensive. And so I'm kind of changing and modifying the route a little bit. I just can't, you know, get myself to pay for like, you know, 60 and 80 euro if I can help it. Anyway. Okay, so I think here, and more than likely, kosher, I think I can put the phone away. I don't have to keep looking at my Google map. It looks pretty straightforward. So yes. Oh yes, and I need to look for recycling, Anthony. You carrying that? Well, if not, I'll have to just carry it until I find a place. I will definitely not throw them away. So, and I found one in the kitchen, actually. It's a Portuguese brand. You don't have it in Spain. It's called Pedras Salgadas. It's kind of like a Perrier, but it's sweet, if I'm not mistaken. And they have a lemon version. I tried once, but I didn't like it. It's, of course, that kind of artificial one. And you know what I'm kind of realizing now? And I forgot that I think that Portugal does not recycle as much as Spain, or does not offer the option, because I know you could debate what happens to all that stuff, but actually in Valencia, they put whole new containers, so they obviously are quite invested in recycling. But here I haven't found one container, and I remember a couple of places to where it was really tricky to find them. Oh, actually, I think I may have over there. It's kind of like underground stuff. They have those tube, kind of like what do you call that? Like submarine. I can't believe I can think of it. The thing that you. Not a stethoscope. I can't think of it. But anyway, yeah, so I guess they recycle from underground somewhere. It's pretty cool. You know, what a way to manage real estate, and maybe they have those big, I don't know, the containers. So, but here they are. So I'll be able to recycle here. They have blue. So blue, I think it's going to be cardboard. And the green is more than actually the glass. Yellow is plastic. Let's see. Portugal might be a little different. Let's see what we have here. Yeah. Cartão, papel, imagem, cartão aqui. Atenção, respeite o tipo de resíduos a colocar no contenedor, with the container. Alright, so here. Yeah. And here we go. Yay! It makes me so happy to recycle. Can't have a bad day. And actually, talking to whoever you are out there, that also, maybe I don't even realize the impact that has, you know, in my life. I was listening to a thing, kind of those editorial piece of Bill Maher that he does at the end of his show, and for whatever reason, you know, not really interested in the show, but this is kind of witty, it's kind of funny, and there's kind of a, well, there's messages, ideas. And, you know, talking about the whole incels, you know, the these people who are more and more hooked to that digital reality and are maybe feeling lonely, but basically there's a vicious circle where they end up spending more time, and the other thing with those avatar, which I do not understand. Another thing that I don't understand. And then they just get hooked on that, and it basically makes it harder. And so me relating that to, you know, to do the thing on a podcast, like when I want to share something, or when I feel sad or frustrated, more recycling containers makes me happy. And so could there be a vicious circle to that? But it's like, whether there is or not, it's like, what does that change? You know, how does that affect? Am I going to be doing anything different? And the answer is no. You know, so it's like, so this idea about how things should be, or that it's wrong, therefore you shouldn't do it, it doesn't seem to work as far as a human being is concerned. Or you can try to repress it, you know, to control it, to refrain. But I don't quite see that being efficient, you know, not in the long term, not in the big picture. Anyway, I was wondering if I was going to use my sunglasses, but yes, I am using them. Okay, so I think that's pretty close by now, and I will let you go. So we are in Lagos. It is definitely quite touristy, a part of the town. So I think of the climate, being on the coast, and of course you have Faro, you have all those places. I think it's Albufeira. You have a place also that's touristy. If I'm not mistaken, there was a nice albergue there. And a little bit of weeds here. I'm thinking about composting. There is Pingo Doce. Pingo Doce. I see all that stuff, and I would love to come with like a nice lawn mower that would do nice mulching, basically. And then I would, like across from Pilar, there is this little dog park, and there's quite overgrown weeds, you know, there. And it was like, my goodness. Then I would come with a lawn mower, you know. And I would most likely look for those areas to where I could go and get it and build up, make some dirt out of it, you know, just a scrap of food and papers and all kind of things. Anyway, I don't know. Like, I want something about my weird, it's not a hobby, but interest, you know. Pingo Doce, it makes me happy to see it. It makes me happy to see it. One of the, you know, having access to food, having access to affordable food. And I like supermarket, I have to say. I love the selection, the prices, you know. It's really, really affordable. Anyway, bem-vindo a sua loja de Lagos. Welcome to your, loja is a store, it's a business. Tienda would be in Spanish. And Lagos is Lagos. So on that note, guys, I will let you go. Peace and love, wherever you are. And onward I go.